Hello and welcome to the Friday edition. We're Jason and Tony, and this is
In Case You Missed It.
In case you missed it, they're talking about Kevin Bacon playing Freddy on the new Nightmare on Elm Street.
I dig it.
Well, according to all the stores, Halloween's not that far away.
No, look at it on the
and
calendar.
And neither is Christmas, according to the stores.
Yeah, if you look at the stores.
So horror movies will be coming up on all the television channels here soon. One of them obviously being Nightmare on Elm Street.
Good movie. It's a classic.
And Robert Englund, he played Freddy for all those years. He's not anymore. So they're wanting to redo the movie because they're all out of movie ideas. But the rumor that's going around about who's going to play Freddy is pretty big. Kevin Bacon.
Love it. Kevin Bacon.
Everybody does. Everybody's like, hey, oh, you're remaking Nightmare on Elm Street? Oh, Kevin Bacon? Oh.
Kevin Bacon can do any role. He is a heck, man. He can sing. He's a talented actor.
I think so. I mean,
Footloose.
The way he was able to portray himself, or not himself, but a fraternity freshman doing through Rush with that. Thank you, sir. May I have another. I think he should have won something for that.
He's had some great roles. He was Invisible Man.
Well, he wasn't Invisible Man.
Hollow guy.
Hollow man.
He was. He can do it. He can do any role you put him in. Yeah. Tremors, where he run from them slugs under the ground.
Yeah, boy, he was good at that.
Reba McEntire, that pretty much put her career on the map.
You know what? Few Good Men. He was good in A Few Good Men. He really was.
I think he'd be a great Freddy Krueger. Yeah,
he might be. I got the perfect scene for him. All right, so imagine Freddy, Kevin Bacon, has his victim tied up in the bed, and he's got a saw out.
Yeah.
And he's getting ready to start cutting off body parts.
Yeah, yeah.
And he comes up, everybody cut. Everybody cut. Your foot loose. San Francisco's not calling crime crime anymore, so Tony came up with some other things that we don't have to call stuff anymore. Does that even make sense?
I hope it don't offend you.
Anyway, here it is. San Francisco has one of the highest crime rates in America compared to population. It's also battling a drug and homeless problem. They're in bad shape in San Francisco.
Big, big, big old place.
Well, I guess they're trying to maybe downplay it some because they've decided to stop calling things what they are. Criminals are no longer criminals. Gone are words such as offender and addict, convicted felon, all gone. Not going to be calling them anymore.
They found them offensive, haven't they?
A convicted felon or an offender released from custody will be known as a formerly incarcerated person, which I will now call a FIP.
Yeah, that's most our pals.
Yeah.
So we'll start calling them that.
What's up, Phil? Hey, Phil, man, what's up?
Phil, bro.
Justice involved person or returning resident. I like, if I got to pick one of those, I think I like returning resident. What are you doing? I'm just a returning resident.
I ain't done nothing wrong. I'm just returning resident.
A juvenile delinquent will be called a young person with justice system involvement.
Oh, my God.
Or a young person impacted by the juvenile justice system. I like that one. Because then it's like you didn't even do anything wrong. Did you do something wrong? No, I was impacted by the juvenile justice system.
How dare you call me a punk or a brat? I find that offensive.
So I don't know, man. I guess we got to come up with other things to call people now.
I've got a few here.
Okay, great.
To help not offend jaywalkers, let's call them alternative area street crossers. And don't want to offend shoplifters.
No.
They're small item borrowing people. Public drunkenness.
Yeah.
They are inebriated persons with many opinions. Who may be at ball games. And the last one, a streaker is an anti-clothing, naked, marathon-running citizen.
Yeah, they're not doing nothing wrong.
Yeah, don't call them a streaker. That's offensive.
We hired Morgan Freeman to narrate Tony's life.
Thank you, Morgan.
It went just like you thought it would.
Now, Tony is taking his first yoga class. It doesn't look like he'll make it to the end. The others are glaring at him. because he keeps giggling like a schoolgirl every time the instructor says, "Downward dog." Here's Tony driving down Willow Avenue. Very slowly. So slow. Uh-oh. Some other motorists are getting angry. Tony thinks they're waving to him. That's not waving, Tony. When people wave, they use more than one finger. By his silence and furrowed brow, you can tell that Tony is deep in thought right now. What's he thinking? He's thinking that Toucan Sam must be king of the toucans, because he can talk, and has his own breakfast cereal. Fruit Loops. Tony sure does love him some Fruit Loops.
Natalie sent in a question for Ask Tony.
Hello, Natalie.
And here it is, basically. She's been dating a guy for 3 weeks. They're already exclusive. He said, "I love you," at dinner, but she thought it was like a weird throwaway kind of, like you would say to a friend kind of line.
3 weeks.
So she didn't respond. She changed the subject, and she just wants to know what's going on. If she should say it back, did he say it accidentally? Here was Tony's answer to Natalie.
"Dear Natalie, you've known this fella 3 weeks, and you're practically a couple, and he's already saying, 'I love you.' It sounds like he's Mr. Right, or he's Mr. Serial Killer. It took me 3 weeks to figure out my new phone. And your new boyfriend, Romeo Wayne Gacy, would already swap his life for yours? Not. Natalie, I want you to rent a movie called Kiss the Girls. It's a movie about a man who loved his sweetheart so much, he didn't want him to leave the wall in his dungeon. Morgan Freeman blows him away and saves Ashley Judd and them other girls. Two of them are hotter than Ashley, but all of them are lookers. Natalie, my point is you're 30 years old, and there are a lot of men who say things they don't really mean to vulnerable women." Shut up, Jason. "Natalie, you need to tell this fella to slow down. Love, Tony."
Tony had a word of the day. Day.
Here you go.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Mr. Dr. Thunder Pepper Pib. Mr. Dr. Thunder Pepper Pib was the grandfather of Dr. Pepper, Dr. Thunder, and Mr. Pib, but they all got into a fight and went and done their own thing. Mr. Dr. Thunder Pepper Pib.
That's Tony's Word of the Day. And right here is the best country lyric that's never been written.
I tuned up for this.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
"Our love is unconditional, unless you shoot me and it's intentional."
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And get the tissues ready for this one. Oh, my.
It's good.
Tony cries during it.
Couldn't help it.
It's today's
Real Good.
There's a 71-year-old guy in Scotland. His name is Bill Duncan, and he was just diagnosed. Well, he wasn't just diagnosed. He was diagnosed with dementia in 2011.
Yeah.
And
affects a lot of people.
Bill's gone downhill since 2011. Most of his memories are gone. And in the last 12 months, he's forgotten his whole history with his wife, Anne.
Oh, that's sad to see it happen.
He doesn't remember that they are married.
Oh.
But he still liked her a lot. Thought she was really pretty. So a few weeks ago, now remember, he has no idea he's married to this woman. He got down on one knee and asked her to marry him.
Oh.
She was a stranger, and he fell in love again.
All again. Oh,
mm-hmm. Boy, and says he started to get very amorous with her and kept telling her how much he liked her. So she agreed to get married to him again. They're friends and family loved the idea. They had the wedding there in the backyard, so it'd be easy to get him to.
Fell in love twice.
And they even danced to the same song they danced to the first time.
Gosh. I mean, daggone. Oh,
how good's that
you
story?
You were right. Give me a tissue. Thank you, man. Jason.
Bill and their family and friends, y'all are
real good.
All right, well, that wraps up the podcast for today. Thank y'all so much for listening. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.